Hi, I'm Christy Scarrow, and in this interview series, I am talking to experts who help leaders to influence, gain commitment from their teams, and have an impact. And today, I'm very excited to welcome Sky Barber. And Sky is an international business coach, best-selling author, farmer's wife, and mom of two boys, as I am. And she fuses 15 years of corporate experience with leadership coaching and NLP practice. And she teaches entrepreneurs exactly how to scale their success whilst building their dream team with full freedom. Welcome, Sky.
Thank you so much for having me, Christy.
Glad you're here. So let's talk about this idea of full freedom. What does that really mean?
Oh, okay. So I think freedom means different things to everybody, in that in the online world, we often see people on like beaches with laptops saying, you know, they're making money from anywhere and it's so easy. To me, that's not my idea of freedom. That's my idea of hell. Putting all the sand in my laptop keys. Ugh. Freedom to me is being at home with my children and the horses on the farm and having space. But what I love about the concept of full freedom is that it's the freedom, your time freedom, freedom of financial freedom, and freedom to choose. And that there's no judgment. Whatever your view of freedom is, that's great. But as long as it's what you want. Too often I see people getting drawn into their ideas of what their dream life would be, but actually they're living someone else's views and dreams or just what we see on social media. And what I mean by full freedom is that you just give yourself full permission to create the life and business you want your way.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a really important distinction I hadn't thought about, right? Is you do think of this idea of freedom, even maybe meaning like I don't have to work. And I know for me, one of the things, I mean, I was only a stay-at-home mom for a short while. I really wanted to work. I really wanted, but I also wanted that flexibility and that freedom to go on the field trips with my children or, you know, be able to pick them up after school. So kind of like you, time with my children was a big part of my consideration for freedom. And as they're getting older, I'm sort of thinking, well, maybe my idea of freedom could be more sitting on that beach, but we'll see. So I think it probably.
But you raise a great point, Christy, in the sense of like, is the freedom to work? And you know what? I have full respect for people who want to be stay-at-home moms, but that is my idea personally of hell. That's not freeing. Like, yeah. I want to work. My business gives me that creative outlet. It gives me like that financial independence. It gives me a real sense of purpose and adding impact and value to the world that I wouldn't have if I was a stay-at-home mom. And quite frankly, that just wouldn't work for me. But full freedom is about saying, okay, well, how do I want to choose the bits I want to do? And there's always bits in business that we don't want to do. And if you have full freedom, you have the flexibility to be able to do the bits that you love and get rid of the rest.
Yeah, no, I like that. You can really think about it as a different perspective. And it might also depend on what stage you are in your life. So, So tell me some ways in which people can achieve this freedom that, you know, they're seeking.
So, I mean, of course, it can come down to things like structure of business models. So a lot of people who work with me might be maxed out in the done for you space. So they're accountants, bookkeepers, they're designers, they're fitness people, like in any kind of service whereby you are the business. People want you. And they really struggle to replicate or almost like clone themselves to move clients into working with other people. And of course, in the online world, there's a big drive to bring out passive income products and, you know, courses and digital products. But they are passive, but they're not marketed, you know, to market them isn't passive and to actually set them up isn't. And a lot of people find really difficult to transition into those new business models because they just don't have the time and they can't just turn the tap off of their bread and butter income. So some of the ways in which I help people transition is through things like delegation. Like, how do you bring the right people in? Like, what is your business structure? How do you systemize what's going on in your business so that people don't have to be mind readers and it all being in your head, that actually people can follow your way of doing business? So it's things like systemizing, structuring the business model, creating, you know, the support you require, that really allow people to grow their business without having to put more hours in. Mm-hmm. I talk about it as like the evolution of an entrepreneur. You know, we start often where we're like rolling our sleeves up and we're doing all the things. And, you know, when we're doing social media one minute, we're working with clients, we're selling, we're invoicing, we're washing the dishes, we're cooking dinner, we're looking after a parent, child, caring, all of those roles. but there are only so many hours in the day. And what we have done is create a job for ourselves. No judgment. If that's what you want as a freelancer, great, a solopreneur. But if you want a business that means you can lie on the beach or you can take holidays or maternity leaves like I did and still make money, then you need to transition the business whereby you have people to be able to support you. And automation and stuff obviously plays a part. But a business without anyone else doing the work means the business is in your hands. And so I'm a big believer about bringing the right people in to do the right tasks in the right way that really allow you to leverage your time. So I spend a lot of time supporting business owners work that whole thing out when they've never managed people before or had any, you know, they've gone through three VAs at a time and wonder what the theme is.
Yeah. No, that's actually where I want to dig in because I've come across that challenge. I think I struggled with it very much initially in my early days of my business. And I see that a lot where you're trying to make that transition. You know, you need to delegate, but it's still a really scary place because you're used to controlling everything. You're used to making all the decisions and relying only on yourself. So how do you help people who are in that space that just, you know they want to, but don't know what to do to get there?
Mm-hmm. So I would first by saying, like, you're not alone. This is one of the biggest challenges. And when we're taught about, well, I mean, not most of us aren't even taught about businesses. I have a business degree, and I can assure you, I've spent way more learning on the ground than I have. And like in dabbling in a social enterprise I had at university than I ever learned in my degree. But what very few people are taught people management skills and like how to bring people into your business and how to then grow. So it's not your fault. Lots of people struggle with this, so you're not alone. What I would also say is that a lot of this can be around mindset. And I noticed themes with clients whereby the same things were like getting them stuck. So you mentioned about control, like, oh my God, it's my baby. I don't want to let go. Like, or can I really ask someone to help me do my cleaning? Because like, shouldn't I have to do that? And I noticed there were themes that came up and I call them the freedom blocks. And if I've got time, I'll just quickly whiz through the four of them.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
It will resonate with people. So just as I'm going through it, just think about like, oh, maybe this one comes up for me. You might have more than one. So I see the responsibility block. This is when you believe everyone else is more important than yourself because you care so deeply about your clients, about your children, about your family members that you put yourself last the whole time. And it often has you wanting to constantly over-deliver to clients or over-promise things to family members or take on burden too much of the responsibility. So you get stuck in the weeds of your business and you don't spend any time growing it because you're too busy looking after everyone else. That's a responsibility block. Then you've got the critical block, which is that friend that comes and talks to you on your shoulder and says like, oh, that's not perfect. That can't go out like this. You're not ready. You're not big enough. You're not consistent enough. That keeping you safe from fear of failing. Then we've got the independence block, which I see when people think they should be superwoman or superman and do everything themselves and that whatever happens, they will be all right. They're resilient. They can get through it. They're so strong. And then the fourth one I see is the busy block. If we just multitask and work at 100 miles an hour, everything will get done and be totally fine. But what the theme is, when these blocks come up, it is us trying to keep, it's the block trying to keep us safe and say like, okay, you might want to grow your business. You might want freedom, but all this stuff, you're not quite sure. You've never done this before. And what happens if it doesn't work? And so staying in the busy, like being affected by the busy block keeps us stuck in the doing, keeps us stuck in the busy. And so that's where I initially start with clients. It's about recognizing where are some of the mindset stuff coming from? How is this affecting our behavior and the way we're showing up in our business? Then there's a load of practical stuff around time analysis, around like, where are you prioritizing the profit generating tasks in the business? And then you know, who's doing what? If you've got a team and are you utilizing teams? Are you utilizing your own talent? And being really clear on like the facts. What is actually happening in this business? And how do we reduce the number of hours you're working or whatever your goal might be so that you can create more freedom in your life? I think I could talk about this forever, Chrissy. Sorry, you'll have to go off on a tangent. Pull me back in.
No, that's really interesting. I like that balance of, because I like most things, it's a mix of mindset of recognizing what those voices are in your head. And I'm a little bit scared that I think all four of those freedom blocks have kind of come in my head at some point. So I'm not sure which one is more me. but I think it's really important to start from a place of what is, you know, what is some of your motivations behind that, which I think you could go pretty deep on the mindset and the triggers behind that. But I also like that you shared some very practical things that can maybe pull you out of it. So it doesn't feel like it's, I got to fix my brain before I can really move forward. It's, yeah, there's a little bit of that, but there's also abilities to do things differently and think about, I talk very much about using systems as well. And I think that's something that, you know, small businesses and big businesses can do a better job of, being really clear about what those components are needed to create connection and to make sure the cogs are running well. So I think that was great what you shared.
Absolutely. And I've noticed more, and I've kind of adapted my ways of working with clients over the last sort of 6-12 months, whereby I used to just be very practical. And then I realized in my own business that I was holding myself back. I was like, hang on a minute, Sky, you work with business owners at like multi-seven figure level, which I am not at. How can I do it for them? And yet you can't like do it for yourself. What's going on here? You know the steps to get there. So why aren't you taking them? And it's when I recognized how seeing kind of, I was being triggered by my future as much as we can get triggered by our past. So I started bringing in some like meditation work and kind of really allowing my clients and I to connect with what is our future self as a leader and visualizing that and seeing, and almost talking out loud, like what are some of the challenges we're going to face in overcoming that? Because this, I know I've done a lot of therapy and stuff in the past. And there's absolutely a place for it. But I believe we can get as triggered by looking forward as we can by looking at our past. And I think that too can keep us stuck. So it's something I've kind of built in, this kind of personal side of what do you require to be a brilliant leader, as well as the practical stuff of, okay, you never built a team before. You never delegated. You never managed people. You never systemized. Don't worry. I've got you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting that you share kind of that way of balancing that challenge, right? Is how do you consider what was going on in your own? Sometimes we're really good as coaches, I think, of telling people how to do things, or we know the right moves, but we don't apply them to ourselves. So I love that you found that ability to step back from it and go, yeah, this is actually, you know, why am I not following my own advice? I find myself doing that as well. So one thing I would like to understand from you, because you have obviously made that transition from a corporate world into your own business owner. I know some people are in that space right now as leaders, or they're thinking about it. So what for you was maybe the catalyst, or what can help people kind of make that decision for themselves?
So I'll just talk a little bit about the jump, and then some top tips of where I went wrong. And I don't wish this on other people. So I always knew I wanted my own business, very entrepreneurial family. But they worked all the time. And my mom sold and gave up her business dream and her dreams to be at home with us four children. And my dad had the financial pressure of looking after financially us four children and no time to spend with us. And so having my own business was one of those things where I always knew I wanted to do it, but my role models were, you know, not doing it in a way that I wanted to be a great mommy and earn great money. So when I went into corporate, I was really shown the ropes of how to build an operation that didn't need you to do all of the things. And I saw where business owners, especially as those solopreneurs, got stuck in not able to like replicate their skills. I thought, there's an opportunity here. But everyone around me was like, don't do it. Stay. It doesn't get any better than this. Your job's amazing. You're so well paid. You've got all this responsibility. And it was great. I had like 45 million pound turnover unit. I had 250 members of staff. It was really well respected. I loved it. Great discount, all of that stuff. Holidays, you know, all the stuff we leave, all the stuff we just walk away from. And everyone's like, no. I remember my husband being like, it doesn't get any better than this. I was like, but I believe it does. I believe it does get better than this. And I knew how I wanted to parent. And I knew my drive and ambition was always to go put my heart and soul into something. And I realized that I was at the limit, like both earning potential and time for my corporate job. And I thought, what's next? And I knew before I started my family, it has to be now, because once I have a baby and I'm like back in this corporate job, like I'm never going to leave. Like the safety, it would feel too scary. Right now, there's no responsibility. So you can just go. Well, I've been thinking that for 3 years. So that's my first piece of advice. Like, don't let the critical block put you off. I thought of like every idea under the sun and couldn't think of the idea. I was so worried about what everyone else thought that I didn't do what I wanted. I was too busy listening to the imposter syndrome rather than actually backing myself. So it took me a good 3 years, really, from going, I've got this inkling, to going. But the main catalyst was, yes, wanting a family, but also having a moment in corporate where I hit burnout. I was in hospital for 3 days having emergency MRI scans and realizing, gosh, I'm putting my heart and soul into this and it's not even mine. It's not even mine. Like, I'm willing to hospitalize myself and give up my life for this business. Just imagine what I might be able to do if I did half of this my own business. So that's when the kind of the seeds started turning. All of a sudden I went from loving, like 9 years of loving my job and 1 year of like almost dreading it, hating it, like having anxiety. And I thought that my health comes first. So I turned it around in the business, in the corporate, worked out I could make money by experimenting with a few things, which is another tip. And then I left, put in the notice, and fell pregnant that very first weekend.
Oh, wow. A new journey begins in 2 ways. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, definitely did. I didn't expect it to happen quite so soon, but you know, it's all fine now.
Yeah. Well, that's a brave step. I know it's a really scary step for a lot of people, but you obviously thought through some of the implications. I mean, taking 3 years, sometimes you need to do that to feel really comfortable. And sometimes you need a life-changing event to go, I'm not in the place I want to be, or something that just kind of makes you step back and go, this is not what I want to do for the next 10 years, or this is not what I want for my life. So I think that's important for people to think about. And you're right. It's a lot of people saying, you know, why would you leave? I had my mom was a teacher. My dad was at the same place for 20 years. It was crazy to walk away from a 9-to-5. My husband was the same thing. Everyone said to me, why would you do that? You have a great paying job, you have security, right? But security isn't freedom. So I bring it back to your idea of freedom. Yeah. I think it's important to really know what that looks like to you. So to that point, because we're getting, I know I'm sure we could talk for a long time. You've got some great insights, but I want to bring up two things. One, you've got a podcast that you're launching, and there's something as well that you call, you have a quiz for business owners about freedom. So I'm going to share both those in the description, but tell me a little bit about what they're getting from those.
So 2 weeks ago, we launched our brand new podcast called Full Freedom for Entrepreneurs. It reached the top 60 or top 20 for UK business podcasts and the top 10 for entrepreneurship. So we're thrilled.
Congrats.
Nearly 100 5-star reviews. It's where I just share my heart on my sleeve exactly about the entrepreneurial journey and how do you make that transition. So I'd love to invite anyone to come and listen to it if you found today interesting. Thank you so much for linking it. And the Freedom Blocks quiz, when I talked about those 4 different things that come up, and you, Chrissy, said like, oh, I think I have 4. we all go in and out of all of them, but there is a preference. When we're under pressure, there's a particular one that comes up for us. And the quiz identifies exactly what that is and how to reduce it so you can take the step forward. So it's first it identifies you, and then there's a free training in there all about, okay, well, now you know this, how do you overcome it? So that's at www.skybarber.com/quiz.
Cool. No, that's great. I think I'm going to test that out and see which one of the 4 is probably more so something to be aware of. So then
let me know. I love hearing.
Yeah, no, very helpful. I think that's important to really think about that. So I appreciate you spending the time, Skye, and sharing your insights and being part of this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.